Okay, this is the Board of Education meeting, West Covina Unified School District, June 10th, 2014. This evening's meeting was called to order at 6 o'clock. We had no comment regarding closed session items. We adjourned to closed session, and we've returned to open session at 7:04. We'll start this evening with an invocation led by Mr. Flowers and flag salute by Mrs. Miranda Jimenez.
Grace in the name of the Father, we praise you and thank you for allowing us to come together on this evening, Lord God. Lord God, we love you and we praise you. Lord God, we ask you to just bless this board, Lord God. Continue, Lord God, to lead us and guide us, Lord God, in the way that in which we should lead. Lord God, we pray for our superintendent and our administration, and Lord, we pray for our complete staff, and we pray for our teachers, Lord God. Continue to use and guide them. And last but not least, we pray for our students, Lord God, that you just keep your angels encamped around about them, Lord God. Use them for your glory. We thank you for all you've done and all you're going to do. In Christ's name we pray, amen.
Amen.
Please join in the flag salute. Ready, begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Mr. Hoff?
Here.
Mrs. Bowles?
Here.
Mrs. Miranda Jimenez?
Here.
Mrs. Flowers?
Here.
Ms. Schumann?
Here.
Mrs.
Kaplan? Here.
We had no items. There's nothing to report out of closed session this evening. The first item on the agenda is a public hearing. It's declared open for the purpose of hearing testimony regarding local control accountability plan. Is there anybody who wishes to address the board at this time? Public hearing? None. There being no further comment, public hearing is hereby closed at 7:05. Item B is a public hearing declared open for the purpose of hearing testimony regarding the 2014-2015 budget. Is there anybody here that wishes to speak to this issue? And there being no further comment, the public hearing is declared closed at 7:06. I have nothing to report this evening. Board of Education report. Anybody else?
I wanted to say what a tremendous job the principals did at graduation and how exciting it was for Edgewood to have their very first graduation. And I know I heard from residents who live around Edgewood that were pleasantly surprised about the fireworks. And, of course, the graduates were very surprised, too, but the residents were pleased to see that. Everybody, it was really exciting, especially to see where the students are going to all be going off to college. My congratulations to all three principals. The other thing I wanted to say was a special thank you to the staff for elections. We teach civic participation in our schools, and it was really good to see that we were leading by example by making our schools and even our district office open for the public to come and vote. And the staff did an amazing job. Thank you, Dr. Copeland, to your staff under you. But I was really excited, and it's always good to hear back from the community that the school is working in collaboration and that they're feeling like it's one community. But like I said, we preach civic participation, we teach it, and I'm so glad that we're leading by it. So that was what I wanted to say. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
And I just like to say also that being on my first time coming to the graduations in these past weeks, it's been amazing. It's been such a joy for me, and just to see kids that I've seen grow up graduating, I make me feel like an old man. But it's been a pleasure, and I look forward to seeing people that I met some kids now. They're gonna be seniors next year at Edgewood and West Covina, so I look forward to seeing them in their graduation. It's just been a wonderful time, and I'd like to thank my board, the board here, for really accepting me. It's the end of the year now, and I appreciate it, and I love you guys.
Okay. Anybody else? Nothing. All right. Items from floor, public comment. Don't have anything. Nobody to speak to us this evening. Okay, next item on the agenda is the approval of the agenda and consent items. Are there any changes?
I have some additions I wanted to make. Mm-hmm. You tell me which we can or cannot, but I was going to suggest 3 and 8 and 9 and 21 and 22.
You can do all of it.
Okay. Those are my suggestions.
No to 22. 21, I just have a quick question on. I'm fine with 3, 8, and 1. Those are the only other ones.
Mm-hmm. 3, 8,
three, and 1. Eight.
All right, so I've heard consent for 3, 8, 9. Any other changes?
I would like to remove 18. And the reason is we were given a contract in our board packet. And then tonight we got a different one at our table. And there are a couple of changes, and I just want the opportunity to review the changes before I vote on it.
Okay. Anything else? So is there a motion to add items 3, 8, 9 to consent? And remove items number 18.
I'll go ahead and move it.
Number 18, that's
I'll
it.
Seconded.
Seconded. Any objections? None. The motion is so ordered.
I guess that takes us to 18.
Okay. 18, I already mentioned the reason I would like to take a moment to review it. I don't know if Mr. Cox would be willing to take like a 5-minute break.
Sure.
Thank you.
Well,
let's just let her read it. Look, I won't take free. Just whenever you're ready. Just.
The one we have on our board table now is not redlined, so I'm having to go paragraph by paragraph to see.
Sorry, I need to go to the bathroom. So.
No. No, it wasn't tabled. It was just taken off of consent.
I would like someone, like, does Rob know where the changes are?
Right. The latest change has to do with the it has to do with, and then in the update, we said the additions and the changes to the agreement, which we're talking about the different dates and who's paying the Edison and who's not paying the Edison.
On page 206, 5D is removed from the one that we had received.
Right, and the other one on the one, there's a change on number
four.
Yes.
Four, which now says added the municipal pool at times when school is not in session. And when the facilities are not needed for school purposes, the district shall provide for the use of the city necessary space and restrooms for the community recreation program at the municipal pool. That municipal pool was never in the past agreements, but that was the spirit of that agreement, and we had that put in, and that was done before tonight's meeting.
Do you want me to? Because I was the one who brought that up. I was when you read the paragraph and it didn't say.
Discuss it right now.
Oh, he's not here. We're on a 5-minute.
Well, we're on a break right now. No, we're not supposed to. I was just thinking if someone could give me the.
Well, yeah.
Okay, so four. Thank you.
I'll let you know as soon as I'm.
What was the other one?
5D.
Oh.
Didn't I just pull it out?